Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, Raider Nation? Matt Holder from Silver and Black Pride here. I've got a very special podcast for you guys today and a very special guest. Please welcome back Pro Bowl tight end from the Las Vegas Raiders, Darren Waller. Darren, it's been a few months since we last talked. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. I'm blessed. How you doing?
Doing great. Great to have you here. I know you're here with USAA and the My Cause, My Cleats campaign, so why don't you tell us a little bit about what you guys have going on?
Yes, yeah, so I was first able to partner with the USAA. They had an event during the draft that I was a part of, and so it's an honor to team with them again for the My Cause, My Cleats, and doing it for a Salute to Service as well. Was able to spend some time with Wounded Warrior Project at Allegiant Stadium a couple weeks back and able to get to know some of the people there, their life stories, their mental health journeys, just to be able to, you know, have a real conversation with them really inspired me, and I wanted to give them the respect and the honor that they deserve. So having them on the cleats, having all six members of the all the branches of the military on there, I got to shout out a cousin of mine who's been who served in the Army for 20 years, Master Sergeant Mary Griffin. So it really turned out to be an amazing project. The cleats were designed by my boy Marcus, sold by Sir. And, yeah, it's just a really cool project to be a part of.
Awesome. Well, I do want to circle back to our last conversation, because over the summer we were talking about your contract negotiations and all that stuff. Now you've got the new contract, and first off, congrats and well-deserved. What was it like getting that phone call from your agent and finding out that you were going to be the highest-paid tight end in the NFL? Can you walk us through that moment?
Yeah. First of all, thank you. I appreciate it. Secondly, you know, it's hard to describe all the emotions that go into it, because – I mean, for anybody that is able to achieve multiple contracts, it's a big deal. And you got somebody like me, like, I never thought I'd be playing in the NFL another day again in my life. And now I have an opportunity to be, you know, financially stable for the rest of my life and support people that I love and cherish. So just taking in all those things and knowing that your organization, your team holds you in high regard and they appreciate your presence, it's a really cool thing.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, the organization appreciating your presence and all that, but I'm curious, you were brought in by John Gruden, Mike Mayock, and that whole regime, but obviously reached this new agreement with Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler running the show. Does that almost make it more flattering that you got this new contract with the regime that at the time you hadn't even played a game for?
Yeah, it's really cool of Dave and Josh to do that when they didn't have to, especially with me having 2 years left on my deal. You know, that's not something that usually gets done for, you know, a non-quarterback. So for them to express their interest and wanting to do that for me and make sure that I was fairly compensated for things that I accomplished in this league was really cool of them because, you know, like I said, they didn't really have to do that. So I appreciate them for doing a solid for me.
So out of curiosity, have you bought anything cool with your signing bonus? Any new cards or anything like that?
Nothing, bro. Nothing. Like, if you come to my house, I started taking piano lessons a couple months ago, so I bought a $200 keyboard on Amazon, but I mean, outside of that, bro, like, I'm pretty regular, to be honest.
Gotcha. Modest guy. I like to hear it. I also want to ask you about your pesky hamstring injury. I know you were banged up during training camp and before getting put on IR. You were trying to give it a go during warm-ups on game days and just couldn't. So was this a new injury or something that you re-aggravated and was just getting worse over time? Can you shed some light on that?
So this injury happened in the Chiefs game. I don't know if you remember a play where Devontae caught a touchdown pretty early. I was running a crossing route underneath him, and my hamstring just yanked. It was my left one, and it was my right one during training camp. So it was actually the other leg. And so, yeah, I've had instances where, you know, I was gearing up, getting ready to play, and during the New Orleans week, and I had to set back like that Thursday, and you know that's what prompted them to go ahead and put me on IR. So. Yeah, it's been frustrating for sure, but at the end of the day, you know, things happen, especially in this game. You know, there's no entitlement to, you know, playing every single game. I mean, being able to play every single game in 2019, 2020 is a blessing because it's violent and it's tough way to make a living. So for me, it's just all about how do I find the positives in what's happened to me. So I try to keep my mind focused on that and focused on how I can grow, even though, you know, I'm not out there on the field. I can be a better leader. I can still see what I can add to the team, to guys. They're out there having their own journey on the field. So it's really just about shifting perspective during this time to keep from just dwelling in the frustration.
I know now you're eligible to return from IR, but do you have an idea of when you'll be able to get back on the field?
Well, yeah, so my first game eligible back will be after Sunday. So Monday I'll be able to be activated. And, you know, it's tricky because it's a short week to the Rams, so it's like...
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Whatever the coaches have planned, if they want to put some kind of thing together for me to be ready to play Thursday, or if it's, oh, we want you to get a full week of practice before we put you out there for a game and you play the following week. So whatever the coach's plan, strategy is, I'm on board with, and just trying to take advantage of the time that we have left in the season to, you know, be the best I could be.
Will the team's record or where they stand in the playoff picture at the time have an impact on any or how quickly you return?
I mean, yeah, I definitely want to get out there as quick as possible and just be a part of the day-to-day, every game, every practice, you know. So I've been trying my best to get out there as fast as I can this season, and hasn't worked out the way that I would have liked it to before now. But I still have the sense of urgency to want to be back out there and just be a part of what we got going.
So before we wrap up here, I'd like to get your perspective on Derek Carr's emotional press conference after the Colts game a few weeks ago, where he kind of called up the team as a whole. And you guys are 2-0 since then, so I have two questions about that. One, have you ever seen Derek get that emotional before? Two, did you notice a difference on the practice field after that press conference?
So for your first question, no, I haven't. Not especially not, you know, in an arena where, you know, reporters and people can see him do that. So, but I mean, I respect the passion and the fire that he has to the game, that he gets upset when people aren't necessarily, you know, giving everything that they can, or things, you know, if there's a lack of effort or a lack of, you know, people doing what they can to get out there. I understand, like, and I feel the same way. I get pissed off too. So, you know, I really respect the way that he goes about his business, and guys really just respond to him. You know, I haven't been on the practice field with the team, being on IR, because you're not allowed to, but you can just see in the locker room, like in the meeting rooms, like how guys have confidence, they have some juice to them, even coming off of a loss like that, and you're able to see a bounce back. So we have a lot of guys in the locker room that respond to adversity, and Derek definitely leads the charge.
So what was going through your head when you saw your quarterback and team leader getting choked up at the podium?
I'm grateful to have a guy that's leading our team that cares about the game that much, to where it does drive into that point. So, you know, you don't want to have a guy on your team that doesn't really care and is just, you know, here to make money and, you know, go on by his merry way. Like, not Derek wants to be the best he could possibly be, and he wants the guys around him to do the same. So I respect him a lot.
Awesome. Well, last question here. Over the summer, you told me about your Winston Churchill tattoo. And I just got to know, outside of that one, what's the most unique tattoo that you have?
That's a really good question. So on my left side, oblique, I guess you call it, or like my rib cage, I have an hourglass, and it's like, you know, it's a tree theme to it. So the hourglass looks like, you know, like trees and roots. And so inside the hourglass, like the sand will be going down, the tree has roots growing. And then on the bottom where, you know, the sand would go in an hourglass, it has the tree growing above ground. And so basically to me, it signifies that whatever process you're involved in, there's got to be some kind of root, there's got to be some kind of foundation in order for you to really have a success that people can see. There's a lot of work that goes on underground where it can't be seen, it may be dark, but as long as you put that in, as long as you're faithful to that, then, you know, people will be able to see the end result when the time is supposed to come.
Well, awesome, man. Hey, I love hearing about tattoos and the stories behind them. So maybe over the summer I'll have to have you back on for a Darren Waller Tats podcast. Anything else you want to get people
Raider Nation
to know about?
Yeah, Raider Nation. I'm excited to be back. Excited to get back out there. Excited to be healthy and be able to put my best on display for you like I have ever since I got to this team. So all I'm ever going to do is give my best effort. And, can't wait to be out there and just share the whole experience in the stadium.
Awesome, Darren. Well, thank you. Really appreciate this. Awesome. And best of luck to you the rest of the season.
All right. Appreciate it, man.